the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
At Missouri State University, public affairs, ethical leadership, community engagement, and cultural competence is who we are, and it's more than just what we say. It distinguishes us from all the rest. But how do you keep public affairs fresh all year? In order to engage the Missouri State community and region, we developed 7 signature events. These annual events share a common thread to be not only educational, but also aspirational. One of those is the Missouri Public Affairs Hall of Fame.
Well, the purpose of the Missouri Public Affairs Hall of Fame is to recognize those people that support public affairs and are involved in engaged citizenship, and really those people that we feel like set a good example, that they strive to work for the common good.
That was Mary Ann Wood, Director of Public Affairs Support at Missouri State. The individuals selected all have a tie to the state of Missouri and exhibit hallmark traits of a Missourian: engaged, values-driven, genuine, and tenacious. In 2014, the first inductees were added to the Missouri Public Affairs Hall of Fame, honoring individuals who, through their academic, personal, or professional achievements, demonstrate active civic engagement to improve the lives of others. Wood introduces us to the individuals who will be inducted at the April 14th event.
In no particular order, other than maybe alphabetical, Mark Arnaldi is our first one. He's the CEO of an organization called Possible. It's a nonprofit healthcare company that delivers high-quality, low-cost healthcare for people around the world who are extremely poor. He grew up here in Springfield and is a graduate of Kickapoo High School. Henry Block is our next one. He's the co-founder and honorary chairman of the board of H&R Block. He's a businessman and civic leader and philanthropist in Kansas City and has a long history of involvement there. Pat Danner served in the United States Congress from 1993 to 2001, and specifically as a senator from 1983 to 93. She introduced legislation that protects donors from civil or criminal liability, as long as their donations were made in good faith. So that allows a lot of people to donate items without the fear of legal ramifications should something happen. Our fourth one is Jimmy Edwards. He's from St. Louis. He served as a circuit court judge for the 22nd Circuit in St. Louis since 1992. Having been a lifelong resident of St. Louis, he realized that a large number of their juvenile offenders were dropping out of school and becoming lifelong criminals. So he joined together with some partners and opened the Innovative Concept Academy in 2009, which is the first school in America supervised by a judge and dedicated to the education of juvenile delinquents to try to help them turn their lives around. And then our legacy recipient this year is Laura Ingalls Wilder. And I probably don't need to go into too much detail on who she is, but she was an accomplished author, primarily of the Little House on the Prairie book series, mother, teacher, journalist, and businesswoman. And in 1894, she moved to Mansfield, Missouri with her husband and daughter from Wisconsin, where she lived until she died in 1957.
Though initiated by Missouri State University, the Missouri Public Affairs Hall of Fame is a statewide collaboration. It has been our way of saying thanks to all the great Missourians who've made such an impact. We believe that the Missouri Public Affairs Hall of Fame showcases that Missourians uphold what our mission stands for. And Stephanie Lashley, Senior Director of Donor Relations and Special Events at Missouri State, invites individuals from all over the state to join us for the ceremony on the evening of April 14th.
This event is a great way for the community to get involved and engaged in public affairs, not only in the Springfield area, but statewide. It draws a lot of different audiences in that we're drawing people from Kansas City, St. Louis, and really bringing in people who want to celebrate public affairs and the honorees. Individual tickets and sponsorships are still available. They can be purchased online at publicaffairs.missouristate.edu/Hall of Fame or by calling the Missouri State Foundation at 417-836-4143. We have table sponsorships available for those organizations and individuals who want to get more involved in public affairs statewide, and we invite everyone who wants to recognize and honor those people receiving awards to join us.
Again, to purchase tickets, visit publicaffairs.missouristate.edu www.mizzou.edu/hall-of-fame or call 417-836-4143. That was Stephanie Lashley and Marianne Wood. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.